people are fascinated by Mars because of the possibility of life on the planet. The idea of life goes back a long ways after, you know, with the phony canals, which were never there in the first place. But I remember back in the 50s at a particularly close opposition that people were just going nuts. The lines at observatories were 100 yards long waiting again to see this little blip of a planet, and people tend to be pretty disappointed, especially when you get a long line snaking into an observatory with all the heat and the body heat and the summertime and the heat coming off through the dome and the planet's rippling like crazy and you can't see anything on it, and people get kind of annoyed because they want to see Hubble Space Telescope pictures through the telescope, and you can't do that. The public is rightly interested in such things. It's our environment, of course. It's the planet closest, next planet closest to us. Venus actually gets a little closer to us than Mars.
So what can people expect to see if they maybe went out to the mall and bought a telescope for their backyard?
You don't have to have any directions on how to find it. Believe me, it is overwhelmingly bright. I'm expecting the UFO calls, for example. Right now will be the fourth brightest thing in the sky after the sun, the moon, Venus, which is not visible right now anyway, and then Mars. It's at times like this when Mars will become brighter even than Jupiter, which is normally the planet that follows Venus in brightness. A little bit reddish in color, depends upon your eyes. I tend to see things redder than other people do. So to me it's red, other people it's kind of orange-yellow. But it's an unmistakable color. It's no wonder that the ancients named it after the god of war, because of its reddish, rather obvious reddish color. It's a pretty object. It'll be best telescopically, of course. You get your best view from your backyard telescope with it. It's not like you'll see all that much unless you've got a pretty sophisticated telescope, but you should be able to see some dark markings on the planet that are free of this reddish dust and quite likely the polar cap. And if you look over the course of the night, you can actually watch the rotation. And it's a neat planet to see, to have close to us. Normally it's far enough away that the detail is very poor.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
It's a fascinating planet. We still are not entirely sure whether there is life on it or not. There is no evidence for it at all, but it has not yet entirely been ruled out, which is one of the reasons we go back. And it was apparently much more Earth-like. It is a very Earth-like planet as it is. It's low atmospheric pressure. You couldn't live on it now, but there's good evidence that water once flowed, which implied a high atmospheric pressure like the Earth's. And if there is no life there, why not? It's telling us something about something, at least, about how we develop. And if there is life there, it'll be a revolution in thought. Odds are, I think, strongly against it at this point, but we don't know until we really dig into the planet and see what some of the true geologic history of it has been over the last several billion years.